Hello there, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I would like to talk about the TH sound and creating the TH for them, as in the, and the TH for think, as in th. This is a question I actually got in my DMs on Instagram from, who is it, Shamiral. So Shamiral, thank you very much for that question. I think I've been asked a few times before actually about T's and TS's. So I think we should look at, rather than T's, more the TH sound, and that's what we're going to do today. So let's start by first considering the air placement in our mouth. And the way I'm going to get you to do this is to start by humming, right? We can all hum, so let's just do that. Nice and easy, no pressure, no pushing, no force, no volume, just nice and relaxed, gentle hum. Okay, now as you're doing this hum, notice that air is being kept in your mouth. It's not actually escaping your mouth, otherwise it would be a different sound. It'd be but the hum means that the mouth's closed. So what if you do? If you shut your nose off, it's impossible to hum. Because the sound is actually travelling up through your nose and out. Now, we're going to come back to why that's important later. Right now, I'd like you to try the hum for yourself. And as you're doing it, try and make sure that you're sending the energy in the air, even though it's not coming through, to your lips. So what you're doing is even though you're sending air to your lips, it's escaping from your nose, but it changes the shape of your mouth, and that's what we're after. And if you stop creating the sound, but continue descending that air, there seems to be a little jump where it jumps from the sound stopping to more air escaping, and you can hear it coming through your nose and feel it more. So from here, what we're going to do then is to open your mouth and place your tongue in between your teeth. We're not going to bite, we're just going to have it there nice and relaxed like this. Okay, from there we're going to attempt to hum to the tip of the tongue. Now, it might be that you've not got your air placement correct, and you might be holding it and sending it out the side, for example. So what you really want to try and do is keep those lips pursed forward a little bit. And direct the tongue, try and thin the tongue until you get that sound, the beginning of the TH. Play around with it until you get the correct sound. Relax the tongue, but keep it small and fat. So you can do this again with making the hum and doing it silently. And once you get the correct placement of your tongue and your lips, and you're sending the air the correct way, you'll notice that you are now in the best position to begin the TH sound, whether it's voiced or not. So if it's them, or think, them, those, that, they, think, thought. So that's basically how you can get your tongue and mouth and air placement to be correct. But you want to sort of adapt and start playing with the sounds and listening to how people are creating them as well. So listen to this video. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually find a sentence for you. I'm going to go online because there's plenty of this. TH sounds. Okay, so let's try this one. There those thousand thinkers were thinking, how did the other three thieves go through? There those thousand thinkers were thinking, how did the other three thieves go through? All right, so that's, I'm gonna write that down in my description box below, and also I'll probably put that and maybe some more up on my website. So if there's a link below for the tutorials page, if you go there, there's different PDFs from different videos here with some tongue twisters and voice examples and exercises that you can use for yourself to practice with. So go back to the beginning of this video now and practice creating that sound and practice slipping on voice and off voice, so you can then understand the difference between the th sound, as in think, and the th, they, those. So once you get those correct, when you get those tongue placements correct, it's going to be really easy for you to just make those sounds more often. And then, of course, you need to practice daily, practice reading, practice the tongue twisters, and be mindful, be conscious of yourself when you are speaking. If it's something you've had trouble with in the past, just spend a period of time concentrating on it and being mindful and slowing down your speech so you can think about it. And then what you'll find is eventually you won't have to think about it and you'll just be doing it naturally, and then you'll have mastered your TH sounds. I hope that's been useful for you. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. Don't forget, the printouts are on the link below. Until the next time, look after your voice.